Okay. We spoke yesterday about some of the changes taking place in the world, certainly on the physical side, on the spiritual side, the enormous growth of Torah. Continue a little bit with that. Chavtes. Mi cholom shabe America hanehene tennis v'hachumris shiu kol kach harbe yeshivos v'koidelim v'alfa avreichim shayge b'teri v'yom avalayim misiz nefesh. Who would have imagined that in America the center of Gashmias, that you could have so many yeshivas and so many koidel and thousands of avreichim Isaac b'teri with enormous misiz nefesh. America, shezochte lekinu hagnai. America, America that has the name in it called an empty nation, America, or Treifen America, what they used to call in Europe before the war, they used to call America the Treifen Medina. Lifnei 50 shana, b'chu sherotzi l'mod kol chayev lo hayem moitzi shidduch. A person who wanted to learn in America 50 years ago couldn't find a shidduch. Rav Avigdor said he davened that he should have one child that should be shomer Torah and mitzvos. That's what he wanted from Hashem. Just give me one child that's still keeping Torah. That's how bad the matzav was in America 60, 70 years ago. Those Rav Shana, those of you that were here for the Chanukah Masiva or whatever, or been to me with Rav Shana, that's when he tells the story. His mother, they were living in Pittsburgh. They didn't know there was a yeshiva in America even. They didn't know there was a yeshiva in New York. By mistake, a mashulach land, that's how Rav Shana, Shulstak and Gesundzahn, the Zok and Rosh Yeshiva today, who was barely from. He said none of his friends that he went to university with married Jews. Rahman al Itzla. So Rav Shana said that by mistake there was a mashuloch had come to town. Mashuloch had come to town, and he landed up in the wrong side of town by mistake, whatever, for Shabbos. And the only place you get a kosher food was by the Shana. So he landed up there for Shabbos. So at the Shabbos table, they're talking about what are you doing and why. Yeah, he says no, there's a yeshiva in New York. He's come to find us with the yeshiva. His mother said there's a yeshiva in New York. She turned to Rav Shana and said, you're going back with him on Sunday to yeshiva. That there was a yeshiva in New York 70, 80 years ago. He said he went to that yeshiva, it wasn't a proper yeshiva even. He didn't lie, he landed up going somewhere else. And then, whatever, today is the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva. He married Rav Baruch Ben Gandor. So that's how bad the matzah was. Today, look at America today. Who would imagine? You show somebody America today, 50 years ago, that was the matzah? Couldn't believe it. Hayom hitafoch hamatzav min hakotzav min hakel hakotzav habe b'nois b'is yankiv einu mechonas shabal yavod v'afidu lo shal spurois. You offer a bocher who's learning the whole day, but he works 5 hours a day to a base yakov lo, she gets nifka.
Shoot of crisis.
Mi pilelo mi mila lesah ma'afochus atshuva ribe rois mishpoches she'ozvu min ame ha'oilam v'yotze lederech haruchem olis nishoynes mi chalom afilu b'dimim ha'rachok es ha'mafochek shekose b'yadut Rusia u'brus ha'motzot. Who would have thought, let's go to Russia, who would have thought there would be such a tshuva revolution in Russia? There's a cradle opposite the Kremlin today in Russia. Who would have thought? We're not talking long ago, we remember what Russia looked like. We're not talking about 1,000 years ago. He used to smuggle. Ratava used to go to Russia and smuggle tefillin and stuff, whatever. He's got stories about the KGB stopped him at the airport. The whole story is about today. Ubichalan kola medina shayutachas and eternal communisti. Look at the world today. We know how bad it was there. Hallo rak choyze chaziyos v'choylem b'hakitz hayamusugal alois al dal svasov lifnei 30 shana sheberusia yeshivos. You had to be a novi, you had to have incredible insight to say 30 years ago that there are going to be yeshivas with hundreds, thousands of bochrim sitting and learning in Russia today. Who would have thought of such a thing? Umitoichem yigod letalmane chachomim uflogim sheyikimu batim kshirim v'tzluim al mesiras nefesh l'toyrim mamash. Unbelievable stories. When Rav Silver, what was his name, the famous Russian... What was his name? Little books with his books that he wrote. Anyway, when he came out of Russia, say his son was 18 years old at the time. So he wanted to go to the mir. So he came to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz for a beginner. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz looked at him and he realized, Lebach, why did he come out of Russia? How could he come learn in the mirror? What does he know? What could he know? So he started asking, well, it might not go embarrassed about whatever. He was going to get him to the point where he would send him somewhere else for a while and let him grow and, you know, catch up. And then, so he asks him, tell me, what did you learn? What was lost with Zephilim? The guy starts getting all embarrassed and shy or whatever. So Reb Chaim understands, he doesn't know anything, whatever. So he's being gentle with him. Eventually, you know, he said, listen, if you want to come to Shiva, I have to ask you some questions. And what you've learned, whatever, what do you know? So he bursts out crying and he says, that's Harani Rav, you don't know what we were living with, the pressures we had there, we couldn't learn. All I know is Noshim Nezichim, Gomorrah Rashi Toisvas. We should be crying. He burst out crying, he was so embarrassed. He thought, yeah, hey, you come to Israel, everybody knows the whole Torah, of course. He was in Russia, so all he knew was Gomorrah Rashi Toisvas, Noshim Nezichim. That's what. That's how bad the matzav was. Today, the Russian film community is unbelievable. As Evshel Arikol Archiv Dugmois Elu Belisov Kamatoiva Ravochet Smicha Vegedila Ruchnis Zechinu Betukufa Achreina Mamash Lo Yoima Kisupa. Okay. We can get on and on and on about the wondrous growth of the Ruchnis in the world today. Unpredictable. But that's not what we're here for. Ulam, Bobas Manabois Shah, and Moitzimis Atzmeinu, be Itsuma Shel Tragedia Mamash. In the midst of all this wonderful sprouting, this golden era, we're sitting in the middle of an enormous tragedy. Hatikshoret va technologia maka b'noi lelo rachem. The media and the technology is beating us to death without any mercy. Alfei mishpoches kvar chovu ad hayosod. He's saying this. I have no statistics. He did have statistics. He worked with it in the front lines day and night. Thousands of families. It's hard to say the words. Kvar nechrovoi ad hayosod have been destroyed to the foundation. Ve'enecha royes ve'kalois ve'ed le... What's this?
Ve'en
lel yodcha lo ishiya. So you have to have it. B'churei yeshivas nimtzayim b'heichele yeshivoiz lo'indim teire shloshis adorim b'yoyim מחדשים חידושים ובזמנים הפנויים שקועים במם תשע ריתומה כפשוטו הבוחר קנסת לו אינפני סדורי מדי זה מחדש חידושים he's davening beautifully he's a beautiful בוחר and in his spare time he's in מם תשע ריתומה כפשוטו I've seen it myself and it doesn't even the problem doesn't even stay me anymore when I see it אין אמציו הגנה ואין שמירה. There's no shield. There's no shmir. There's nothing. Berega echad b'chu olol lachashef lekol hazuma shebo'ilo b'shoigeg u'ba'akray v'unisraf legamre by mistake. His friend says, "Just wow, come and have a look at this. You saw what happened, but that one finished." Reisha yeshivas ula yoidim aval lo elam eni yochelim ledat be'emes es mamadei atofa. The Rosh Yeshivas know, they suspect, some deny, some do know, some are Isaac in it, and know what's going on. Aval, they don't really know what's going on. Shirekol niten la'alom of listor, it's all hidden. You don't have to put up a big antenna and, you know, bring this big box into the room, whatever. How do you know what's going on? How do you know what a bochus do? Hakol kol kach katan v'kompakti, mishu sovah shebebebe b'machaneinu ein tofas ka'elu mitalem min ha'metzias v'poshet ein yodeh ma'usach. Somebody says we don't have such a problem, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's completely out the door, he hasn't got a clue what he's talking about.
5 years ago.
I was with him when was Rav Pinkas Nifta? 15 years ago? 15 years ago I was driving him, the day after the... He was doing the Shiva still. Exactly the day after the Levaya, but during the Shiva, I was taking him to Bnei Brak. And I wanted to speak to him, and he was going to give a shiur, and basically, I could be in Bnei Brak. So he said, come with me, we'll offer myself. In the middle of the conversation, he got a phone call, and he's talking on the phone, and I can hear it's a Shalom Bais. He's talking about Shalom Bais stuff. And he turns around, this is 15 years, Rupinkas was 15 years ago, a morning stormer. No, when was Rupinkas Nifta? Could be even close to 20 years ago, 18 years ago, Mashu Kazir. So he says, he's talking on the phone, and then he says to whoever this person he's talking to, it's not the couple, it's the person who's obviously helping this couple in Sholem Bayis, whatever. He turned around and says to him, but tell the husband if he doesn't stop with the internet, I can't save this marriage. Internet, what's his internet 18 years ago? So I said to him, what are you talking about? If he doesn't go off the internet, you can't save the marriage? Where are you living, kid? Where are you living? You don't know what's going on out there today? I said, Mama don't know what you're talking about. The internet, something that whatever in the sky, certain people. I know my brother was very involved in the early days. The universities, they were setting up the first reshets, the emails, whatever. I'd heard about email. That was like already too esoteric. Going to destroy a marriage? What are you talking about? That was the first I heard about. He was talking 15 years ago. This is now. It's much worse. Since he spoke, the truth is it's much worse and it's much better. Because since we hit rock bottom, there are responses to this today. There's whole yeshivas today, Baruch Hashem, with thousands of bachim that are attending to the problem. Not just admitting it, but actually attending to it and working on it. There's qualified therapists today working with us today. We've turned the corner already. There's already a little bit of we've acknowledged the problem and we're dealing with it. Books like this are being written and whatever. The problem's still out the door.
There are big potential to fall. We have also a big potential to succeed.
100%. 100%. And you see it.
Yes.
You go to Yeshivas Rashi. You go to Yeshivas Rashi, and you see Bochum that a year ago, a mamash mem teshar, memana mem teshar, nun sharek tuma. There's all mem tes and a vile mem tes. Nun sharek tuma. That today, oh mamash, you must see what they look like. See what they look like. It's amazing. The 12-step groups, the avoider that's being done here, and when they turn around, it's fantastic. But you don't want to go there, lechatchila. That's fine. Once somebody fell off the edge of a cliff, you have to do Ezra Rishona, first aid, and build them and whatever, and then the bones are stronger. After you break a bone, the bone is stronger. But you don't go breaking your arm. But you're not. The potential for godless is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rav Dessler speaks about that. Rav Dessler says in peacetime, if somebody, you'll confirm this, I have a bit of a military background as well, not like yours, but I did my 2 years in the South African Army. I was a law officer, so I'm a frontline warrior.
Frontline
law
officer.
No, the courts, the military courts are worse than the battlefield, I can tell you that. Anyway, so why am I telling you this? Rav Dessler says in peacetime, if somebody wants to mitkadem in the army, it takes a long time. You have to do courses and you've got to go for special training and whatever. You want to become a general, you have to wait for someone to die. It's not a simple process. It's cut shanim shanim. In wartime, there's not enough people, there's not enough personnel. Anybody that comes to the front says, I'm prepared to do something, they make him a general and they send him out. Rav Dessler says, that's what it's going to be like. That's what it's going to be like now. Yeah, we're not in peacetime now. Today you want to be great, you want to become a spiritual giant, whatever. You just have to say to Hashem, listen, I can see the world's in trouble, the Jewish people are burning. Tell me what to do, I'll do it. Hashem picks you up, and that's why today you see people, you see Balei Tshuva, my Rebbe used to speak about this often. Look at the Balei Tshuva movement. A guy who 3 years ago could never learn, 4 years ago could never learn, suddenly he's sitting and learning Gemara, Rashi Tosis, he's learning Rabbi Akiva Eiger's, he's staying, what happened? A normal guy 20 years ago wanted to learn Rabbi Akiva Eiger, took 10 years in yeshiva and then had to go to Koilel. By the time he got to learning at those levels, took years and years and years. Today there's such a Siyata Nishmaya. You just say, I want to learn, I'm going to sit and I'm going to steiger, and you see they get picked up. Enormous opportunities. But you can fall just as easily and just as quickly. And it happens by mistake almost. And the minute it happens, it's as a parent, you can't even stop it because it happens so quickly. Before you turn around, it's already too late. It's game over. And then you have to wait for them to go through all the mess and all the muck, whatever, until they wake up and want to come back. Yeah, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Not simple at all. And it's everywhere. Are you going to protect your kids from this today? Huh? Make sure they don't ever see it. Make sure they're never exposed to it. Make sure that they never speak to anybody who's got one. Huh? No, that's what I'm saying. You can't. Right? So that's what I'm saying. You can't. You can't live your life based on the fact that you can protect your kids. You have to give your kids the kalim to deal with it. That's what we're hopefully going to be learning. Yeah? Give ourselves first the kalim to deal with it. Okay. Okay. Oh, whoever thinks that this is not happening in our camp is time to wake up. I know, I happen to know in the Beis Yaakov's. with the headmistresses will tell you, you know, they've got a problem because sometimes the girls go to the Kenyan and they're not happy about it, whatever. Talking with too much lady, half the girls in your class have got iPhones and are watching movies all day. And that's what's worrying you, that they maybe go to the Kenyan sometimes. Or their hair's a bit out or whatever. No, the hair shouldn't be out either, I'm not saying not, but can you wake up and recognize what's going on under your nose? There's girls here that have got boyfriends, Rahman al-Islam, whatever, and they've got no one to talk to because at home there's no one to talk to. The school, they can't talk to anybody because they kicked out the school and they really have nobody and they've been torn up inside and there's no one to talk to. That's your problem? This is out of touch with reality. And the same time, there's schools today that are being set up, whatever, that deal with the problems head on, giving the girls kelim to deal with the nishayas. We have to give our kids kelim to deal with this, otherwise. If they come a shanim, her city by America be yeshiva modernit, sheyesh ba limud echol. If now a few years, he gave a shiur in America in what's called a modern yeshiva that had, they learned secular subjects. We're completely lost. Everyone in this yeshiva has his own private computer. One of the Talmidim gave to all the other Talmidim a movie that wasn't exactly, you know, it wasn't Mary Poppins, let's put it that way. Everybody old enough to know?
That would be cool.
Why are you smiling? Hamoyach shelem nistam ve'ev shalil modotam shuv davar shebekedusha. But their heads are completely misrafed and they can't talk. We can't talk in learning with them anymore. They finished. Achen ifne kama shanim tofos ka'elu karu b'yishivas modernit im lumid hachol. I want to say it was happening already in yeshivas where they weren't learning lumid hachol. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not arguing, but I'm arguing. It wasn't just in the modern yeshivas where they were learning limud chol that you had certain things like this happening. It happens everywhere. Hadvarim mitrachshim b'yeshivas hakadoshos. This also happens in yeshivas hakadoshos. Hasipurim va'oiv deshanu moedim aleim mesamerim es sa'aris roish. The stories, whatever, he used to come and do the shiur, the door, whatever. He always had like 10 new stories to tell me that made my skin crawl. You don't know what's going on out there, you would say, but files like this on my desk, this one, Rosh Yeshiva, this one, Rosh Kodal, families falling apart, whatever. We have other situations that you never had before. Ozus v'chutzva, b'v'chines yoydes, riboynu miskaven limroid boy. Today we have, who was it? Dobit Olofsky, I think, was asked to give a shiur on the internet. So he went to ask, I can't remember if it was Matisyahu Solomon or Scheinberg at the time. It was okay, I think it was Matisyahu. What to speak about? How to speak about, you know, it has a king of community and I know somewhere, whatever, about the dangers of the internet. So he said to me, you're wasting your time, it's too late already. There's nothing to talk about, don't even bother. So he says, what am I supposed to do? He says, you try and identify the families in your community that you think you can still save and you work on them. He said, and I'm not talking about the schmutz, I'm talking about the kfira. The kfira on Haredi websites and Haredi news sites and Haredi on the internet, the blogs and whatever, that's what's destroying people today more than the schmutz.
Can you explain what that means?
There's things that are written on so-called Haredi websites, Haredi news sites, that's kfira. It's kfira. I have no idea. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't have access to that stuff. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just telling you what he said. If you know what I'm talking about, go find out. I don't know. Well, you don't know that there's blogs. Rolf Feldman talks about this often. You don't think that there's blogs and people talk. Anybody today has a computer. Anybody who has a computer today can get up there and say his opinion about anything.
Right.
No, what he's saying may be true. It may not be true. It's kfira. How do you know? Check it out.
It's a bunch of idiots.
Oppie Kalsers, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Huh? The bunch of idiots. Okay, fine. The bunch of idiots that have got guns. Ain't it your children? Because your kids are out there also playing on these bogs and yarring this kfira and it goes in. And they believe it because they don't have the ability to distinguish between Sheker and MS. And they believe what they are, and the Gedolim don't know what they're talking about, and he's an old man, and the Gaboyim are just brainwashing him, and really he hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. You hear all that all the time, Rahman of Islam, no? some of the examples, I'm saying, it's kind of kosher, kosher. Yeah, that's what he said. I don't have an opinion about any of this. Okay? I'm lechem rosh katan. I'm just telling what people say. It's the local news bureau. I heard a very choshev rosh yeshiva. Switches off. Uses us.